2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
But Dermot Bannon is in studio with us.
Good morning.
Now, I gave you a slight heart attack a moment ago.
Yeah, you dragged me out of the studio that we're sitting in to go and look at the other studio.
Which is so cool.
The makeshift studio, which is over the other side. And you said, we're on air now, but run out of here. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I'm...
Well, you see, in Radioland, I was like, we've 45 seconds, so that's like 2 days.
And I every time I go and do a radio show, they say, oh, look, we've ages to go. Yeah. And it is like, it's a minute and a half. So for, like, people, time, now that we're at the science, the young sciences, time has a different meaning on radio, doesn't it?
Massively.
Like, 2 minutes is an eternity.
It's an eternity. Honest to God, sometimes it'll be like 3 minutes to air, and I'll turn to Kate and I'll say, I might go up and heat up my breakfast, run to the loo, I'll fill up my water bottle and be back down again. And Kate's going, fine. That's grand.
Loads of time.
Your food's only going to take 2.5 minutes.
I did a degree on the break.
Yeah, sorted it all out. But the reason why I'm asking, I dragged you out of our fishbowl that we've got going on here, so everyone can see us at the back.
Weird because we're on the radio now, and all you can do, you have to wave to everybody because they're all waving at the window.
They're having a ball for themselves. Everybody's wearing bucket hats.
The buzz here is brilliant, isn't it?
So cool. So it is. Yeah. We're getting everybody to come into our studio. So CC3 is the studio that we normally come from in the radio building, right?
Yeah.
We've recreated that exact studio on a mini scale right here at the Young Scientist Exhibition. And people are going in, they're doing voiceovers.
Yes.
So they're saying, Stand of the Nation, or T2FM. This is the reason why I've never been the voice of the station. I'm not good enough for it. Would you give us any tips now? Okay, because, you know, you are the most famous architect in the country. Everybody loves
watching. I'm the one on the telly.
I love how you're like, I'm going to keep my peers.
There's lots of very famous architects in Ireland.
I'm going with the one we all know.
They're worldwide. They're known all over the world. I'm not.
Well, you're known on our telly screen.
Yes.
17 seasons.
Yes.
Of Room to Improve.
Yeah.
Is absolutely insane, but we'll never get enough of it because we're so nosy. But could you give us any tips? Is there anything we need to do for our studio?
I think it's really cool because I think one of the things with radio is you need to immerse yourself into it. Yeah. So, like for me, like glass boxes are fantastic and all that for looking out into gardens. But for radio, you need to be immersed.
So what you're saying is open plan is not working on radio.
No. And dragging somebody out of a studio just before you go live on air to look at something is that's why it.
You haven't recovered.
But the studio where it's really cool because. Yeah. You got what you've done there is really good. I don't know if you can show shots of it later on.
We will, absolutely.
But the lighting is really cool. It's very immersive. Yeah. Radio needs to be immersive because it's all about the listener, isn't it? So you kind of have to transport yourself into the ears of everybody around the country who's listening to you.
Yeah.
You can't be in a place. You have to be everywhere.
You have to be everywhere. You also have to be really comfortable. So you need to be like the ambiance.
And you have to kind of forget about the whole world outside and just engage in the conversation. Yeah. That's why I love radio, because radio is kind of you go into your own little world. Whereas when you're on television, you're in a studio, there's stuff happening around you, there's people walking around. In radio, the whole world just shrinks, and that's what that studio does.
Thank you. So what we're saying is 10 out of 10 from Dermot Bannon on our makeshift studio that we've got right now.
But as for the one we're in now,
you'd have some design.
Do you want the criticism of that one?
I absolutely love it. It's only because you're getting so distracted with people walking around.
I know, it's kind of a bit unnerving because I don't know they can't see, we're radio. There's glass on all three sides of us here, and it is literally in a push. But there's people now taking shots of us, and there's cameras out, there must be a trend this year for bucket hats. They're all walking around in these green bucket hats.
Oasis. We were actually trying to make you feel more comfortable because you'd be a fan of like glass and bringing light into space.
I thought you were going to say Oasis.
But we can make that a reality the power.
They would have been big when I was young.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, this is. I'm looking at producer Kate now, who's standing beside us. That means we can play Oasis after just for Dermot.
Just for me.
She says, okay, perfect.
Can you play The Master Plan? No, it's too slow, isn't it?
No, let's get.
Go something bigger.
Have a little think for a minute.
We'll go,
Have you had a little look around at any of the projects?
I have. I walked through. I haven't had a chance to talk to anybody yet, but they're all talking to us now. They're all waving in the window. The energy and the buzz in this place is amazing. And it's so cool to see. kids engaging in science, isn't it? And so many of them. And look at how popular it is. Like,
well, myself and Andrew and Taryn, we've been here since like 8 o'clock this morning. So we had a nice little look around. And then the people who were doing the exhibitions were all in, the students. And I think when we were reading out all of the different projects. So like one project, we had a group of girls from Tralee, from Mercy Secondary School. They came in and they were talking about how they could tackle the chemicals that come off all of the production of fast fashion in third world countries.
Yeah.
And how it pollutes the water and how they can save that.
Yeah.
And I looked at them and I went, what age are you? And they said, we're 16. And it just blows my mind.
I know.
And also for them as well, you know, they were having the conversation about how they're 16-year-olds, so fast fashion is like directly being advertised to them all the time.
Yeah.
They would have been, you know, huge supporters of fast fashion as it was like, just buy. And the more they researched this, the more they realized this early in their lives, this is impacting the planet.
And the really, really key thing for all of this, right, and everybody's here with their final projects today, right? And they're done and they're dusted and they're all very proud of them and they're all talking about them. But actually, the important part of everything that they've all done is really directly related to my job, right?
Yeah.
So it's the bit where you get a question.
Okay.
How do I turn such and such into such and such? That's the question. And the end of it is being here on the day. But it's the bit in between. It's the experimenting. It's the failing. It's the picking yourself back up again. It's trying something else. Like, that's what science is. Yeah. Like, the end result is a product. But science is the finding out. It's the quest for knowledge. It's the exciting bit of, oh my God, it worked. Like, you know, when you've been doing something for 3 or 4 days and all those experiments and suddenly it works. That's the best bit of science. And that's what design and architecture is all about. It's, you kind of start off with a problem and there is hundreds of sketches and hundreds of scrunched up bits of paper and sleepless nights. And I often start a design and I can't get it, won't work. And I go to bed and I wake up in the morning and it's solved.
You're straight at it.
And that's what science is all about. Science is actually about the process and about, like, if you think about like all of the really cool inventions like the phone and all that, like, they didn't just happen. So somebody didn't wake up and say, people spent months and weeks and years developing these things, and things worked, they didn't. And that's what this is all about. So what I hope that everybody has learned today, or for who's involved today, is that the process is the important bit.
Yeah.
Not whether you get to an end result or not, it's actually the experimenting, making things work, and there's going to be lots and lots of failures, because the one time that it does work, you're finished.
Yeah, and you're done, and then you start something else.
Yeah. And it's brilliant.
So is that the bit that excites you the most, the process of it?
Oh, I love it. Like, that's the bit, like, when you're on site and all that, it's great because you get to see your buildings being built. But for me, it's the sketch roll, it's the drawing, it's the weeks where it's not working. And you get frustrated, and then suddenly something clicks. You move a room from one side of the house to the other, or from you relocate the toilet, or it can be something really simple, and then it all just clicks together. Like Sudoku. Have you ever played Sudoku?
Yes.
And suddenly you get one number, and then everything else falls into place.
Everything works.
And design is like that, and it's brilliant. And that's what's so great, is to get everybody going through the experiment stage and to kind of to tease things out and test things.
So when you were in school,
what
STEM subjects did you do?
I did maths, I did applied maths, I did physics, I did, it was called technical drawing back then, it's called technical graphics, and I loved all of those subjects. The only one I didn't do, which would have been great for architecture, so if there's kids listening now, and one, is art.
Okay.
I didn't do art because...
Which is bizarre, because in my mind that would be the first thing that you should be doing.
Well, now that I've done it, and as soon as I got to college, I realised that's... But because back at the time you needed to have a science subject, so I did physics. I loved maths, and then I did applied maths because I found I'm more of a mathsy person. Like, I always struggled with, I loved English when you were talking, say, like, themes and all of that, but writing it, like, I still have to get somebody to correct me.
Fair.
I'm not great. Like, I write like I talk. It's a jumble.
But that's okay, because you know what's going on. And
I struggle a little bit with languages. I look at people. I look at people who can speak 4 or 5 languages, or even 2 languages, and I think, oh my God, you guys are, you've IQs of 180, you know.
Sorry, they impress me so much as well. Like, I mean, our very own Andrew Dupuyer will flip between Gaeilge and English, like, just in a sentence.
Yeah.
And he'll stay going. Arthur Grunlian speaks like 6 different languages.
I know.
And can speak them all in one go. And it bizarres me that your mind can
work. I'm not that. I'm not that side of the brain.
You're STEM.
I'm STEM. I am.
But STEM has worked out quite well for
you. Yeah, I love math. maths. I love patterns. Yeah. Like if you've got two puzzles on a newspaper, there's a crossword and Sudoku. I'll do the Sudoku one.
Okay, fair.
But I can see the patterns. Yeah. Like, you know, once you start doing them, and architecture is really the same. Like if you think about it, like so the reason, say, I'll give you a maths how it relates.
Go for it.
You know, George in Dublin, Merrion Square, Fitzwilliam Square, all of those. There's the Georgian window.
Yeah.
You know the reason, and it's even the shape of the iPhone that I'm holding up now, right?
Yeah.
Do you know the reason that works, why it looks so pretty? It's based on the golden circle, which is, oh my God, there's a big crowd outside. It's based on the golden circle, which is the ratio, so that if you multiply one side of your phone by the other side of the phone, it gives you the go. It's called pi.
Okay.
And what it is, it's that proportion. So maths comes into, why do buildings look well? Because say there's 10 windows on a wall.
Yeah.
And it's the spacing in between them, it's the height, it's the depth. And that's all down to maths. And it's all down to proportion and all that. So maths is everywhere.
So this is what I wanted to ask you. Because when you were in school, and most of the people who are outside of the window right now are all in school, okay?
Just give them a wave.
It's very hard when you're there and when you're sitting in maths class,
yeah,
to go,
to see the importance of
yeah,
it.
How yeah, how on earth is this going to benefit me when I get out of here? Like, what kind of a job am I going to get?
They're banging on the windows.
As you can hear, they're yeah. So,
but I know, and it's the same. You don't really see it when you're in school.
Yeah.
And I suppose maybe that is, I think, look, there is great maths teachers out there, and there is great physics yeah. teachers who will explain to people. Like, I remember we had a great engineering teacher who brought and he brought us on trips, and he brought us to see different things. And I think like there is teachers out there who are really passionate and will instill in kids where this can lead you to. I'm always doing it, like, because my son is mad into music
yeah.
and house music and DJing and all that. And
how
but
cool.
he likes maths.
Yeah.
So I said, that's your maths brain. Because you know when rhythms kick in, when they kick out, and you're able to mix music, and you're able to kind of things. And so I was able to show, to tell him, if you look at your maths is actually teaching you how to kind of to see
what
music.
A dad comment. Your maths is the reason why
it's
you
the only
love
thing,
music.
I don't
so
know
much.
If he listened to me.
He will in about 10
but
years.
But music is maths.
Yeah.
You know, like if you look at, and there's a great, have you seen the Avicii documentary on
yes.
Netflix? But like if you look at, like he was a pure mathematician.
Yeah.
Pure mathematician.
Yeah, he was a pure genius.
Yeah. God, so a lot of the science things that we kind of think, oh, that's not really relevant to me, they go into the creative world.
Yeah.
Like you were talking about fashion there.
Yeah.
You know, but even design and fashion,
what do you
works?
Mean? You spoke about wishing that you did art purely
yeah.
because, like, you've got the maths brain. You've
yeah.
got all the things that you can apply into this job that is
yeah.
very specific.
Yeah.
But the art is the flair of it.
Well,
like
the art is the bit that is the kind of the bit that lets you let yourself go.
Yeah.
You know, because architecture is a science. Like it's you take all of your conditions, your building regulations, your site, whether it's a windy site, whether it's a sunny site, so and you take all your conditions. But the bit that gives it a little bit of magic is the art bit.
Yeah.
And so it's a science 98% and art 2%.
Yeah, and they go hand in hand.
They go absolutely.
Letting yourself go and enjoying life and all that. It's
yeah.
all work with you, Dermot.
Yes.
I hear that you like to do a little bit of dancing and a little bit of ironing at the same time. Not a little bit.
I can't
nice hobby.
Yes. So what I do is I like a couple of hours on a Sunday evening.
Yeah. Oh, we love a Sunday evening iron.
Well, not now because we're watching the telly. We're watching
of
Dancing
course.
With Stars and we're watching Room to
Improve.
But generally, I iron all my clothes because I work in television. The producers could ring me on a Wednesday morning. I need you to wear that blue shirt because we're doing a scene that will follow the other scene. So I need to know where all my clothes are, right? So what I do is I iron on a Sunday night and I put on the headphones
yeah.
and I put on music and I literally stand there at the ironing board. And I love it. I used to do podcasts, but
yeah.
then I kind of said, oh, look, this is too much listening.
This.
And I started then listening to music. And this
yeah.
is brilliant. Like, a shirt is a song.
Here we go.
A
I love how we've had a maths. Maths is the reason why you're good at music.
Well,
a shirt is a song.
Because a shirt takes me about 3 minutes, 20 seconds. And a good song is 3 minutes. It's between 3 minutes and 3 minutes, 30.
Loads of people banging on all the windows here. So hang on, if you're having that good of a boogie and your timing is very good
yeah.
and the science and the mathematics and everything, could we interest you possibly in going on a season of Dancing with the Stars at some point?
Oh, I don't. You see, I did. One years and years ago where
yeah.
we did one on the Late Late Show to raise
yeah.
a bit of money for charity. I know how much work is involved.
So much work.
It's not as easy as it looks.
No, it's absolutely not.
You've done it.
I have done it, so I can attest to this.
Yeah, it's not.
It's It's 8 hours a day. It's for 3 full months if you're going to go the whole hog. And and you want to constantly do more and more and more to improve and improve and improve.
Yeah, and what I struggled with was the, it's the next step, learning the next.
So that's not a no, is what I'm hearing from you.
Never a no, but
excellent.
But it's not a yes.
That's not yet. It's maybe also there's a season in production right now, so you've got another couple of weeks to do that. Let's talk about Room to Improve.
Yes.
You just said to me off air as well, there's no way that you've made it home on time for Room to Improve. I do. It only takes me 15 minutes to get from Fontaine back to my house.
Okay.
At that hour of the evening. So I was on the couch for 9:05.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm locked in and ready to go. It must be so incredibly exciting. 17 seasons. So we'll never get bored of it. Ever, but what can people expect from this season?
More of the same.
You love
because people say, what's different about this year? And I get nothing.
But it's just new houses.
It's just new houses, new people, new problems, new challenges.
Yeah.
And it's so last week we had a couple who were downsizing.
Yeah.
This week is a really, really nice one. It's a woman, a family, it's not just her, who loves gardening, horticulture, and it was about creating a pavilion in the garden.
And
no, it is, it's a bit special. The week after, we're in Kells, County Meath, an amazing young couple who've worked really hard and bought an old bungalow.
Yeah.
Like they are all over the country.
I'm not stopping you. I just want to tack on to that a little bit, because that's what we are seeing more and more of. Like, there's no denying that there's a huge housing crisis. It's harder and harder for people my age to actually buy homes and get on the property ladder. A lot of people are buying houses that they can renovate. Does that excite you?
Of course, because that's reusing buildings, and that's that's the most sustainable way to build.
Yeah.
Like, if you let buildings go to rack and ruin and become derelict and then eventually crumble, like, what's going to happen? What's our landscape going to look like?
Yeah.
So reusing buildings is an amazing thing to do. And you know, these buildings are generally, if you buy an old fixer-upper, it's in a good, it's got facilities.
Yeah.
It's got a coffee shop, it's got schools, it's got supermarkets, it's in a well. So I think it is the right thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do. And I suppose in the show then, what we're trying to do is avail of all the grants that people can get.
Yes.
To show them, although it's not easy, there is money available. You can get your SEAI grants to upgrade to do your energy upgrades. There's now, if the house has been vacant for a few years and you're taking over, it is going to be cold, it is going to be damp, it's going to need work, but there's money available from the government. So we're trying to help people and show them it's not the easiest route. And especially for, the one that's going to be on the week after next in Kells, they're a young couple.
Yeah.
There was easier ways to start your life and start your married life than having to do a fixer-upper. But and they struggled with it, and it wasn't easy, and we documented that. But they were really amazing. They were an amazing couple because they were so honest. And she said, I'm really struggling with this. Yeah. And can you help me with this, and can you show me? And so it makes a lovely story, and they're a gorgeous couple.
I cannot wait to watch this. And I know that everybody else is just so excited to get
this. This is a great one. This weekend we're in Rohini at the pavilion in the garden. It's just lovely. It's a lovely episode.
Dermot, thank you so much for joining us this
morning. Thank you for having me and for inviting me in here.
Anytime. I mean, we would talk to you.
Are you
all
in
day
here
long.
You're going to permanently set up in the audience.
I mean,
exhibition is on, you're here.
I'm just going to bring the glass box to numerous different locations and bring you in here so that you can get distracted, and I'll bring you off on a little tour 30 seconds before.
30 seconds before, just to give me a slight little heart attack.
Dermot Bannon will be back on your screens again this weekend and every Sunday from 9:30 on RT1.
And you're on just before me.
And I'm on just before you on Dancing with the Stars, but Dermot might be doing it sometime in the future. I've been working on him right now.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast,
sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.